So when someone wanted to leave, they would sell their cabin, or?
Yeah, they would sell it or give it to somebody else, and somebody else would take it over.
And would trap that area, too?
Yeah, and they would trap the area. As long as they kept using it, well, everybody else respected it. Mm-hmm. That's where they, usually when they sold a trap line, they just sold the cabins, you know, that mm-hmm. they built on it.
When you were trapping on Charlie Creek, did you have cabins there too? Other cabins?
Yeah, we had the cabins. The cabins was already built there.
Mm-hmm. About how many cabins did you use?
Well, you didn't go very far. I didn't go from there. Only about three cabins or so. They were built there before by the Frank and Al Fish, who I knew very well. And when they retired, they sold to Jim Taylor, and so he more or less gave them to my dad, and my dad never wanted to use them, so they were just open to anybody. So other trappers came in, well, and they used them, which we had no objection to.
Mm-hmm. Would they normally ask you?
Well, when they first found out that who it was that they did, and Dad told them he had no objections to them. He put no claim to them because he said he wasn't going to use them.
About how far apart were those cabins?
Well, they were different. Most of the trapped right out of there and then go up there. They were about 10 miles apart.
Mm-hmm. About how much fur did you catch?
I don't claim to be no trapper.
How much fur did you catch?
No, I didn't. I didn't go after, like some of them, really trap. It was more or less just to make a few dollars to get by, and that's all. Spend the winter.
Mm-hmm.